Dictation for Jawahar hai, Dotson, JABARHEDOTSON, date of service is 5/16/2003, and date of birth is 5/16/2023. 5/16/2003, date of accident 7/5/2022. Mr. Jawahar Dotson is here for follow-up evaluation after his alleged accident on 7/5/2022, where he was a front seat passenger and was hit on a T-bone passenger side. Impact of this accident caused him headaches without any TBI symptoms, but he started having pain in the neck, lower back, right shoulder, right knee, right ankle. These pains have continued despite all the therapy that has been provided to him since the beginning of accident. It is reported that he has done a chiropractic treatment for 1 year, and physical therapy also for 1 year has been done along with aqua therapy. He was seeing Dr. Shukra, S-H-U-K-R-A. However, no epidural injections have been provided to him. Only injection was given in the right knee one time. His MRIs have been done, and the MRI for the right knee does not show any pathology. Thoracic MRI does not show any pathology. Lumbar MRI does not show any pathology. Right shoulder MRI does not show any pathology. Only in the cervical spine there is a epidural injection requirement times 2 for the C5 and C6 area. Pain level is 7 in the neck, in the right shoulder, lower back, left and the right knee, and only 1 or 2 in the right ankle. Patient has some difficulty in walking. And he report that lower back pain is 8 in the nighttime, 5 in the daytime. His right shoulder forward flexion is 160 degree maximum, and abduction is also 160 degrees maximum, beyond which he experienced severe pain. He doesn't report any radiation of pain in the arm or the legs from the spine. Overall pain level is from 7 to 9. ADLs are affected at 8, with the 50% improvement listed by the patient. Please review the chart for the ADLs, for system review, for additional history, substance abuse, and compliance history. In the physical examination, the blood pressure is to be 138 over 83, pulse is 73, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam is the same from previous visit of 10/17/2023, dictation number 1019-045. He also is found to have a sacroiliac joint involvement, and also the neck. He was advised to get injection for the cervical epidural times 2 and 2 injections to the both sacroiliac joints for diagnostic reasons. Patient has refused. He didn't want them. And hence, no other treatment is needed. He's already completed a course of therapy, and maybe we can continue once a week this time. And he's released to regular duty job, light duty with 10-pound restriction. Neck brace was provided to him. Cervical traction was ordered. Tense unit was ordered, and cervical pillow has been ordered. Thank you. His medications consist of Mobic 7.5 mg per day for anti-inflammatory effect and healing. Aloe vera 50 mg at night. Lyrica is provided 50 mg at 2 times a day. Lidocaine ointment is provided for topical pain relief. And Ultran is provided for pain treatment. 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN, 50 milligram, and the patient is otherwise stable. Thank you. The patient was also provided with a compounding cream to bring some relief, and also a ARS photobiomodulation device was provided to bring relief with the laser treatment at home. Thank you.